Archers for the week 19 to 23 January 2003.
It's time for another website meeting at Home Farm.
Kitchen, Mum. Take off your coat, come straight through.
I've got a call from Kate and Nolly this morning.
Good. Oh, where did I put my palette knife? Well, she said she was going to ring you. Oh, here it is.
I do hope it didn't cost too much. Oh, goodness me, Jennifer. Sure, a nice tin of biscuits would have done.
Well, you know how much I enjoy baking.
Yes, but two cakes.
Oh, it's only a Victoria sponge and a coffee and walnut cake. Nothing elaborate.
Well, it all looks very elaborate to me. You're looking peaky, dear.
Oh, please don't fuss, Mum.
Is Brian?
Oh, much the same. No worse, anyway.
Jennifer, do you think it's wise to rush ahead with the village website?
Well, I didn't want to lose the momentum. Everybody seems so enthusiastic. Besides, what else am I going to do on a damp winter Sunday afternoon? Stare at the four walls?
I know. Perhaps you're right.
Could you fill the kettle, please, Mum, and maybe get out the crockery?
Yes, of course. How's Debbie?
Well, I haven't seen much of her since Friday. She tends to eat a lot of her meals in the cottage.
Ah, I see.
There. How does the coffee cake look?
Oh, lovely, dear. Don't suppose Brian will be joining us?
No. He's in the lambing sheds.
Now, how many are we?
Well, it's quite a mixed bag. There's Hosha, there's George, Joe Grundy, of course. And Bert said he wanted to come, but there's a church meeting.
And what about Ruth?
Ruth's helping Pip with a project for school. And Jolene's too busy in the ball on Sundays. Still, it should be a manageable number. Oh, sounds like the first of our arrivals.
I'll make sure there are enough chairs out.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Coming! Linda.
Hello, Jennifer.
Come in.
Thank you. Not late, I hope. It was lucky I got chatting to Bert Fry after church this morning.
Was it?
Yes, otherwise I wouldn't have known about this meeting. Robert's hopeless at passing on messages.
It was fortuitous then.
Yes. Now, I haven't had time to give things much thought, of course, but I have made a list of ideas and suggestions for the website, which I should like us all to discuss. Right. Where shall I hang my coat?
Steady, boy, steady, Kate. Let's have a look, eh?
Joe, I'm off to the ball,
sit. Good lad.
You're going to be late for your meeting.
What time is it?
Almost two.
Is it? Oh, just checking Bartleby's hoofs. You'll need shoeing again before long.
Mm, that's an expensive business. You been out for a drive?
Got to keep him exercised.
Yeah, we don't want him getting fat, do we, boy?
Oh, he won't be doing that. Though it would be nice to let him run free once in a while.
Oh, well, can't see no solution to that one. We ain't got no land.
Ah, funny you should say that, Clarina.
Say what?
About land.
I know that look, Joe. What you been plotting?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, just said, well, if we did have a bit of land, all sorts of problems could be solved.
Like what?
Well, like the digger being parked on the verge half the time, and all the livestock having them on somebody else's ground.
Oh, if I had the chance to get all the rubbish out of this garden, I'd jump at it.
Would you?
It's all pie in the sky, though. We ain't got no land. And I can't see Mrs. Snow letting us use her paddock again or Neil rent us any of his land.
Yeah, but what would you say if we did have some land?
What you on about, Joe?
Me and Edward, we found some.
Hey? Where?
Here, in Ambridge. Nice bit of accommodation land bordering on Grange Farm.
Oh.
And going pretty cheap, too. Probably.
There's got to be a catch in this somewhere.
Oh, no, there ain't.
No?
No. All we need to buy it is Eddie's share of the money we had back from the receivers. And yours?
My share? But I'm having a nice holiday with that money.
Of course we want you to have holiday, Clary, love. Nobody deserves holiday more than you do. But you don't often get bits of land like this. Well, you can't miss the chance.
Oh, Joe.
I know you was looking forward to going away somewhere.
Oh, well.
But it'd be good for Edward, wouldn't it?
I suppose.
A bit of land to keep his own stock on, eh?
I do want to see him settle to summer.
Oh, he's settled to rearing cattle. Second nature to him.
And the rubbish and everything would go down there?
Oh, straight away, Clary.
Go on, and you and Edward can have my share.
That's the best decision you'll ever make.
Right. Well, I'm off to the ball before I has a chance to realise what I've done.
Yeah, now we just got to persuade Eddie.
You get off to your meeting, Joe. Don't worry about Eddie. Leave him to me.
No. We'll need cascading style sheets.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Cascading what sheets?
Style, I think you said, George.
Look, hold on a minute.
But, Linda, what style. About backup?
What are cascading style
backup
sheets?
Backup, this shouldn't be a problem.
What?
This is all rather beyond some of
us. Please, one speaker at
a time.
I think
I can explain for myself.
Now, look, I agree with Peggy. Can we revert to plain English, do you think, Linda?
Thank you, George. Well, really, I'm very
happy. Order!
Thank you. Now... One at a time, please. Usha.
Okay. In my opinion, everyone having a direct input onto the site would be a disaster.
Yes, well, I agree. For one thing, we need to keep the design as clutter-free and consistent as possible.
That is precisely why I made my suggestion.
And in any case, we need control over exactly what goes on the site.
That's right. Otherwise, all kinds of unsuitable material could be included.
I like adverts for Grundy's garden products.
Where is Joe, by the way?
Oh, he'll be here.
So, if just a couple of people have the username, password, and FTP,
the means to change things on the site.
Thank you, dear.
Sorry. Then everyone else can email material to the people in charge.
Excellent idea.
So, since Usha and I set up the original site, I suggest emailing it to one of us, and we will liaise...
But for those people interested but who haven't had the skills can use the cyber bar for training if they like.
Oh, well, it's worth a go.
Jennifer,
you can come with me, Peggy.
Oh, I don't know.
Excuse me, I hope you're not including me in the keen but unskilled category?
Of course not.
Good, then I shall have access to the site.
No.
No?
I really think Usha and I should do it.
But surely you can trust me of all
people. It's more a question of expediency.
Oh, well. If you think you and Usha will be able to cope with the workload...
I'm sure we'll manage, thank you.
I see.
And I'm sure we can find a use for your skills in another area.
I'll get that, dear.
Well, perhaps now would be a good time to break for refreshments.
Ah, yes, now you're talking.
Well...
You don't believe I do, they say you took my advice, missus.
What was that, Jennifer?
Providing people with the proper tackle.
Well, I just happen to have some spare time for baking.
Should we make a start again, do you think?
Any more tea, anyone, before we resume?
Not for me, thank you.
I think we'd best crack on, Peggy.
Right. Now, I'd like each person to be responsible for a specific part of the site. I mean, for instance, I'd like to continue to take care of village history.
Right. We could have a what's on gallery.
Oh, yes, the cricket and the balls matches.
Yeah, and there's the feet.
And the produce show. In fact, we could have a sort of village year one with country notes.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Oh, thanks,
No, hang on.
What's up now?
It'd end up another version of Joe's Jotting.
And what's wrong with that?
A lot, that's what.
It was very popular on radio.
Oh, so you say.
Oh, all right.
Arguments, please.
Well, I think that's an excellent idea. Some of those tales. Are very amusing.
Yes, it would be good to include something a bit light-hearted.
So there, George Barford, in voting.
Perhaps you could ask Jolene if she'd take care of the leisure pages then, Usha. That's right up her street.
Fine.
Well, I'll help her.
Oh, will you now?
Oh, shut up, you daft ape.
Good, now, on to church matters. And I thought that was something that you might do, Mum.
Perhaps you could put the parish magazine on there.
Ah, now, there, I have to put a spanner in the works, Jennifer, I'm afraid.
What? Oh,
I cannot allow the website to swallow the magazine.
I wasn't suggesting...
As advocate for the poor and dispossessed...
What are you talking about,
Linda? I think what Linda means is that not everyone has a computer to access the site.
That's true.
Exactly. So, you see, we must ensure that the hard copy continues to thrive.
Perhaps we could just post the highlights?
Well, yes, I can't see the harm in that.
Well, maybe that's something you can do. And Mum could see to the rest of the church gallery.
I haven't the first clue about computers.
But you're an expert typist, and I can do the rest.
I think we should avoid exclusivity, Jennifer.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, speaking frankly, it seems to me we're in danger of this becoming an Archer family village website.
Oh, not at all.
Well, you do seem to be taking over, Bunny.
Don't say ridiculous.
No, ladies.
Can we hear George, please?
Thank you, Peggy. Right. Before we finish, it might help future meetings if we were to elect officers and draw up a proper constitution.
Here, Clary, love. Another point of Shires when you're ready.
I'll treat you to this one.
Oh, what's the occasion?
No occasion. Have you had any luck with four-wheel drive yet?
Not yet. That one I went to look at this morning was in a right state.
Once they get past a certain age, you're spending all your money on repairs.
What are you getting at?
Nothing. You're going to carry on looking, then?
Of course I am. You'll enjoy driving around in a proper vehicle, won't you? Instead of the van, with the pigs on the side.
Oh, I ain't bothered.
Aye?
I was just... Well, I can think of better ways of investing the money.
Oh, yeah?
Well, maybe. And some land.
You've got to be joking, land.
Joe and Edward's found some, you see.
No.
Eddie, I told you nothing about it yet.
Oh, I've had my gut full of farming. I ain't going there again.
Could you just listen a minute?
Forget it. Hey, farmhouse breakfast week this week.
So?
I thought I'd get some of them Bridge Farm sausages for you to cook for me.
On your bike, Eddie Grundy.
Clary.
So then, that's Jennifer the chair, Usher treasurer. Now then, secretary.
I'll put myself forward for that post.
Perhaps that's one job I could do.
Oh? Until your computer skills improve.
Well, isn't that difficult? You soon pick shit up.
Well, let's take a vote. All those in favour of Peggy. Thank you. And Linda? All right, Peggy it is.
Sorry, Linda.
Not at all. What some have by way of superior skills, others may match in enthusiasm.
Oh, good heavens, is that a time? Can I call on our new chairwoman to close the meeting?
Well, thank you for a very successful, if at times rather demanding, meeting. And I look forward to us making our village website a huge success.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Thank you.
You've been a no more of that cake.
I'll see you out, Joe.
Oh, and shouldn't we agree on a date for our next meeting?
I shall ring everyone.
Well, thanks for hosting it again, Jennifer.
No, I'll see you soon, then.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, now. Hello? Home farm, Jennifer. Adam, is that you? Oh, what a wonderful surprise.
Now it's Monday evening and Kenton has plenty of news for Cathy.
I'll be so glad when I get my car back tonight.
Oh, I don't mind running you to and from work. I can usually borrow one of the cars from the stables.
Well, I mind. I don't know how people manage without a car living around here.
Well, they have to rely on women like Mum. She's been really busy lately, ferrying people here, there and everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, she's taking it on because there's no vicar or something, Sheila was saying.
Oh, I see. Jamie will be pleased to get the car back too. I can start taking him to swimming club again.
Why didn't you say?
Well, it's not the point. Anyway, you're not always on hand to taxi me and Jamie.
Well, not if I don't know about it, no.
You wouldn't have been on hand last Thursday, would you?
Thursday.
You and Nigel?
Nigel?
Celebrating the grand reopening of the Lower Loxley Wine Cellar.
Oh, that.
Yes, that.
You're going to make me grovel again?
No, it's not a pretty sight.
Julia gave me some verbal GBH about it when I waited for you.
Well, she thinks Nigel's becoming an alcoholic, so Elizabeth said.
Nigel? No, not the type.
Well, it does run in the family.
Huh?
They had a horrendous time with Julia, apparently. Especially Elizabeth.
With Julia? Oh, the two-faced old boot. Anyway, Nigel's declared himself on the wagon for the duration.
Oh, yeah. And precisely how long is the duration?
Well, at least until your birthday party, anyway.
Oh, Kenton!
What?
Not that again, please.
Why won't you let me organise a party for you?
Because I hate that sort of fuss.
Oh, I should have just gone ahead without saying anything, made it a surprise party.
Oh, don't you dare. I can't think of anything worse.
But, love, it's your 50th. I mean, people are going to want to make a fuss of you.
Absolutely not.
Oh, come
on. No, I mean it, Kenton. I am serious.
Okay.
Let's change the subject. You haven't told me about your job interview this afternoon.
Oh, no. Yeah, it went really well. You know, I could really see myself working there. Casino manager.
Well, what did they say?
They seemed very impressed with my long experience and my vast knowledge of casinos.
I don't know how you do it.
What?
I mean, I could never...
What? Embellish? Exaggerate?
Lie? Like that?
It's the truth.
It is not.
Cathy, it's how you present it.
So when will you hear if they're giving you the job? Is there a second interview?
Well, they've got to carry out some checks, so that might take some time.
Meantime, you'll continue at the stables?
I'm not sure.
Oh?
Yeah, I'm going to chase up an ad I saw for a bar manager. It's a bar in Borchester.
Well, which bar?
The Red Umbrella. It's a smart cafe bar.
Gosh.
Well, it's always best to have something up your sleeve, I find. So I'm afraid I'll be out most of the evening.
Oh, I've got an absolute pile of ironing. I'll get a video and watch while I do it.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
What?
Why didn't I think of it before?
What?
Cathy, what do you know about casinos?
Other than seeing them in films, nothing at all.
So you've never been to one?
Never. Does look fun, though.
Oh, it is.
Does everyone who goes really dress up in black tie and cocktail dresses?
Well, that depends. I mean, the one in Felpersham I was at today was very swish.
Oh, wonderful.
So, how would you like to go?
Well, to this casino? When?
It just occurred to me. Instead of a party, we can invite a few people and have a night out at the Gainsborough.
Wow!
What do you think?
Kenton? That'd be fabulous.
Brilliant. That sad old Sid never took you anywhere like that, did he?
Hardly.
So, come on. Who should we ask?
Debbie? Debbie?
Yeah, just a minute, Mum.
How are you getting on?
Yeah, fine, thanks. How did your meeting go?
Oh, thoroughly exhausting. I can imagine.
Can you keep an eye on those two ewes for me, Debbie?
How are they doing?
They're both strainy. I see the bags, but they shouldn't need any help.
I'll check on them in a few minutes.
Where have you been today? I thought you'd pop in at lunchtime at least, or this afternoon, for a coffee.
I had to go into Borchester. Then I went straight to Brookfield to meet the agronomist.
So, what do you think, then?
About what?
About the news.
Sorry, Mum, you've lost me.
About Adam. Oh, Brian, haven't you told her?
Well, I haven't had a minute myself.
What about Adam?
He's coming home.
Yes, yes, I know. He told us.
He rang your mother last night.
He'll be back in England by the beginning of March.
I'll go check on those ewes again.
Really? Absolutely.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And he said he tried to phone my birthday, but he couldn't get through.
And where is he now?
Oh, he's in Nairobi, staying with friends at the moment.
Right. Wow, exciting. It's only a few weeks away.
Debbie, he also told me something else.
Huh? Mm,
that he knows about Brian and me and what's been happening.
That was me, I'm afraid, Mum. I thought he should know. I've been keeping up to speed in my emails.
Yes, yes, he said so. He was very solicitous.
Of course.
Well, anyway, it's good that he's coming home for a time. Good for all of us.
Blackcurrant, raspberry and apricot. That's all we've got, I'm afraid, in the little pots.
Well, blackcurrant and raspberry will be fine. Jamie loves them.
Still catching up from the Christmas rush as far as the yoghurts are concerned.
As long as I have some yoghurts for Jamie's lunchboxes.
I see you've got your car back.
Only just. Bill was enormous. I could have done without that coming straight after Christmas.
I know what you mean.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
That's what I like to hear. And it's your birthday next week, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my good news.
Has Kenton finally talked you into having a party?
No, better than that. He's taking me to a casino.
A casino?
And I'd like you and Tony to come too.
Gosh, when?
I'll give you the details when we sorted it all out.
Oh, that'll be fun.
It should be.
Yeah, I could do with something frivolous. We're just so busy at the moment.
We always are.
I know. And we've been covering for Tom a bit since last week.
Oh, yes. I saw him in the Bull on Thursday night. He's working very hard on his plans, I hear.
Too hard. I wish he'd give himself a night off and go out. Oh, Kirsty, I'll be getting a bit fed up.
He's very ambitious.
Oh, he's aiming very high. He's planning to supply a supermarket chain.
You must be proud.
We are. Couldn't be happier that he's making such a good go of his business.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
Yes, it is.
Debbie? It is, isn't it?
Oh, Kenton, hi.
I can see you properly behind that book.
Right, of course.
Although, how on earth you can see to read in this light? Can I join you?
Yeah, of course. You're not a designer clad boar. You're a cousin.
True.
So what brings you in here? With Kathy?
No, I came on a bit of a recce. The bar manager's job's going.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it might be just what I'm after. Well, this place is really humming for a Monday night.
Oh, it's always like this.
You come here often, as they say.
Nice and anonymous. I come here all the time. Although tonight is a bit of a quiet celebration.
What are you celebrating?
I had to complete the affidavit at the solicitor's today.
This, the divorce, yeah?
Yep. It's now official. I've seen Simon's name on it. So that's it. The divorce can go ahead.
And you can move on.
Exactly. Although where to is the question.
Well, let me buy you a drink while we think of an answer, eh?
No, I should probably head for home.
You sure?
Yeah, another time.
Well, I'll walk you to your car.
Well, hang on. I'll go to the loo first, OK?
Careful.
Oh, dear.
I think I better drive you home, eh?
No, I'll be fine. I'll get a taxi.
No, I'm not seeing you staggering like a sailor down Friargate. Come on, I'll take you home.
You're a
a knight in shining armour.
I've been called many things, but that's a new one.
Sweep me off to Ambridge on your white charger.
Not likely, it's pouring down.
Dear.
I've got a better idea. I'll drive you home in your car, save you the bother of coming back for it tomorrow. And Alistair's is safe enough where I've left it.
Jenny, it's past 11. Haven't you finished?
Almost. Oh, drat. Please don't peer over my shoulder.
I'm sorry.
Was there something in particular you wanted, Brian?
I wondered if you could have a word about Adam.
Oh, you are interested then?
Yes, of course. So he'll be here about March, you said?
The beginning of March is when he gets back to England. He didn't say whether he'd be coming straight home or visiting friends first.
Is he flying into Birmingham?
Well, he didn't say. I'm so looking forward to seeing him.
Yes. Did he say how long he's going to be staying?
No, he just said he wants to take a break for a while.
Weeks, months?
I don't know. To give him time to think about his next move.
He's got no firm plans at the moment, then?
I don't think so.
I mean, will he want to work on the farm, for instance?
I honestly don't know. Why are you giving me the third degree?
I'm not. It's...
I don't know what he has in mind. And I at least will be happy just to have him at home for a little while.
Oh, Jenny.
Oh, I'm tired. I'm going out to bed. Will you be long?
I don't know.
Well, please don't wake me when you come into the room.
And Nigel thought he was embarrassed. I mean, I wasn't too keen on having to rummage around in Julia's drawers.
Ooh, matron.
Stop it. Anyway, then we heard footsteps, and I thought it was Elizabeth.
Oh, well, you can count on her to give you a hard time.
So we had to hide behind the shower curtain in Julia's bathroom.
Oh, no. Who was it? Was it Julia?
It turned out to be Cathy. Oh, God, she was furious.
You'd made her wait all that time for a lift. Oh, I'd have turned the cold shower on you both.
Oh, well, it wasn't the time for a wet T-shirt contest.
I can just do you both.
Oh. Debbie, this stuff really is disgusting.
Well, you've drunk enough of it.
I had to make sure, didn't I?
Well.
I think next time I'll bring my own whiskey.
Sorry. Oh, dear.
Oh, Jenny. I think you better sit back down before you fall down.
Oh, what I need is some strong black coffee. Some of us have to work tomorrow.
Oh, go on then.
How do you like it?
Milky.
You idiot. If I put milk in black coffee, it would be white. So how are you going to get back to the stable? You're not going to Cathy's at this time of night, are you?
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to walk. And it's still pouring down. Kenton?
Mm-hmm.
Kenton? Oh, well. Let's hope this will be warm enough. You'd better sleep there, I suppose.
George has got an appointment.
Sorry, Alistair. What was that?
Oh, I was just remarking on how quiet it seemed over Christmas. With no building work.
Oh, all right.
Marjorie and Roy and Haley have been very patient, thank goodness. The lane being churned up by the lorries and so on.
Well, it is a right mess, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll soon be back to normal, though, I hope.
When do you expect to have this new surgery open, then?
End of February. Building work should be completed.
Right.
And, how's the Ambridge Village website project going?
Oh,
got the hang of the internet yet?
Well, as a matter of fact, I've got a computer lesson this afternoon with Jolene.
Oh.
One-to-one.
Just you, the computer, and Jolene, eh?
Aye.
Well, then, let me hold you up.
Oh, no, you're not. There's plenty of time before I've got to be there.
I shouldn't like you to miss a moment of her company, just to chat to me.
No, it's all right. I've got ages.
Have you called in on Shula?
No, I was just passing when you drove up.
Don't suppose you've seen anything of Kenton?
Can't say as I have.
No. Nor can I see my car. I was hoping he'd be here by the time I got back from doing the PDs at Brookfield.
Quiet, Walt! Oh, speak of the devil.
Oh, yes. Kenton? Kenton!
Oh, hi, Al. Oh, sorry, I haven't seen you. Hello, George.
Afternoon.
What time did you get into work this morning?
Oh, not too late.
You weren't here when I left.
Well, I sort of got in straight after then.
Really? It was 10 o'clock.
And I've already been read the ride out by Shula, thanks.
Hey, hello there, Walt.
We're just blowing the cobwebs away, aren't we, lad?
Suppose you were over at Lower Loxley getting drunk again.
Something like that.
So, where's my car?
Oh, well, it's perfectly safe.
It had better be. I was called out to a sick pony in the middle of the night.
So, what?
So I had to take Shula's car. Except that I couldn't drive up a very muddy cart track, so I had to leave it and go up on foot. And in case you hadn't noticed, it was absolutely pouring down.
Ah, it was that.
I'm really sorry, Al, but, well, the thing is, well, I had to leave it in Borchester.
You did what?
It's not damaged or anything.
Oh, it had better not be.
What happened was...
I do not want to hear any of your lame excuses.
Look, I'll give you a lift in Shula's car.
Oh, don't bother.
But we can go now, if you like. Pick it up.
Forget it. You can tell me where it is. Get Shula to take me after afternoon surgery.
All right, if you're sure.
Just don't ask to borrow my car again. Refusal often offends.
Well, that's me told. I'll be stranded here all afternoon now.
Well, you can come with me to the Bull if you like.
You don't drink.
I've got a computer lesson with Jolene.
On your own with Jolene for a whole half hour. You lucky dog.
Roy! Hiya!
Hiya, Tom. Have you got a minute?
Just hang on. I can't hear a thing. There we are. Sorry about that. What can I do for you?
You're going to come to Brenda's birthday, do? Only you haven't said.
Was that today?
Yeah.
Oh, Kirsty mentioned something about it last week. I'd forgotten all about it.
I thought you might have.
Sorry. Got a lot on my mind since the meeting last week.
Oh, I take it they were interested then, the supermarket?
Yep, very. 300 kilos a week's worth.
That's fantastic.
You're not kidding. Means I've got loads to do, though. Got to get my head around the production and supply side of things, you know.
Well, give your head a rest and come out with us tonight.
What's happening?
Well, meet in the Bull first, early-ish, for champagne and birthday cake.
Champagne, eh?
Some sort of fizzy. And don't let on if you see Brenda. That bit's a surprise.
Right, I won't.
Right, and then on to Borchester or Felpersham, maybe. Oh, come on, Tom. I know Kirsty's up for it. Brenda's already invited her.
Yeah, well... I'll definitely come down to the Bull for the birthday cake bit.
Well, then see how you feel.
Well, I've still got to make some rough notes to take to my meeting at the bank tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
First thing, with the business accounts manager. So I'll probably come back home after drinks at the Bull.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
Come on, Tom!
No, I can't. I'll apologise to Brenda. Well, you know what'll happen. We won't finish with the Bolty.
And you got to turn up tomorrow looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
That's it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I've got to be really convincing in this meeting. There's a lot riding on it.
So you want Sid to pick Jamie up from school?
If that's all right.
Yes, no problem.
Seems to be very popular, the cyber bar.
Yeah, I just hope the novelty don't wear off. You doing out special?
No, it's just that I've had to come home from work early to wait in for the builder to come.
Oh, having some work done on the cottage?
No, a couple of the slates must have blown off the roof.
Oh.
I didn't notice until that downpour last night and the rain started leaking in.
Right. Expensive?
Oh, I'm hoping the insurance will pay.
Of course. You know, when you come in, I thought maybe you were off out somewhere.
No, not today. But Kenton's taking me to a casino for my birthday.
A casino?
Yeah. He wanted us to do something really special.
Well, you've got to do something memorable for a 50th, haven't you?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be a night to remember.
Well, what time do you want Jamie dropping off?
Whenever Sid's ready.
Jolene?
Okay, I'll pass the message on when he gets back from the cash and carry.
Thanks. I'll see you then.
Oh, Kathy.
Sorry.
Nearly got a face full of fresh cream there.
We were just talking about birthdays.
Well, this is for Brenda. It's a surprise. You don't mind hiding it in the back, Jolene, do you? Somewhere cool.
Oh, yeah, of course I will.
It looks delicious. Your mum's such a good cook, Roy.
Oh, this isn't one of Mum's. I reckon she's had enough bacon for the time being.
Oh.
Betty and Clary, wonder women. I mean, how they manage to churn out all their mince pies and things, I'll never know.
Where did you get it?
Bakery in Borchester, in Oriel Road.
Well, I don't think I know it.
Yeah, next door to Daph's Calf.
Oh, I think I remember Daphne's, vaguely.
Everybody knows Daphne's.
And Brenda and the guys at Radio Borchester sometimes eat there. Bit of a greasy spoon.
Yeah, best bacon sarnies for miles, though, they reckon.
Well, not for much longer. She's closing down.
Well, she must be pushing 70 if she's a day.
Right, I'd better go. Don't want to miss the builder after all this.
All right, oh, we'll see you to Jamie.
See you, Cathy.
See you, bye. Oh, hello, George.
Hello, Cathy.
George Barford, what time did you call this?
I know. I'm sorry, Jolene. I was out with the dog and I lost track of time.
Oh, dear. Late for your computer lesson.
What am I going to do with you?
Well, I don't mind cancelling it, seeing as I'm so late.
Oh, George, I can't do that. I've been looking forward to it all day.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. Just me, you, and the mouse.
Right. Well, I'll leave you to it.
No, I mean, you don't have to go.
Oh, Roy's got a lot to do.
Oh, I have, I'm afraid, yeah. I'll see you later. Well, George.
Ah, yeah. Thanks.
Well, don't be shy. You sit down here in front of me.
Right.
Come on.
Well, are you sure you've got the time, Jolene? I mean, isn't there anybody else coming for a lesson?
It's good news. You can have an extra long session today to make up for being late.
Can I?
Oh, yeah. There's no one booked for the rest of the afternoon.
Oh.
Now, if you hold the mouse, I'll put my hand over yours and show you where to click.
Hello, anyone home?
Kenton? In the kitchen.
Hello, gorgeous.
And where have you been?
Give us a kiss and I'll tell you. Mwah.
I was expecting you back last night.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I went to that cafe bar.
All evening?
Let me tell you about the red umbrella.
I suppose you went back to the stables.
I think I could make a real go of working there.
Oh, Kenton, what about the casino?
Oh, yeah, sure. But like I said, you've got to have something up your sleeve. You would really love it.
Would I?
Very sophisticated. Just like you. Mm. It's tapas, live piano music. We'll go one evening, yeah?
Well...
What about tonight, if we can get a babysitter?
No, I can't. While you were out enjoying yourself, I was up half the night with rain coming through the bedroom ceiling.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, and I had to move the bed. The duvet's still not dry. I've had it draped next to the radiator all afternoon.
What about the roof?
Oh, that's another thing. I phoned a builder who promised me faithfully he'd be here this afternoon. I had to get time off work to wait in for him. And it's 5:30 and there's no sign.
Poor thing. Hey, come in. Let me make up for it.
How?
Leave it to me. I'll sort you out a decent builder and get your roof fixed. No worries.
Roy, over here.
All right.
There you go. Oh, cheers. Mm. So, have you all decided where you're off to then?
Yeah, Felpersham's Curry Mile. Sure you won't come with us?
No, better not.
Okay, we'll try to talk you into it. How's the Empire Building going then?
Just spent most of the afternoon on my mobile, ringing property agents, equipment and suppliers, getting some figures together to show the bank.
Done a business plan yet?
Not such, no.
Well, they'll probably want to see a formal business plan. A mission statement, profit forecast. They'll need a load of details, especially with you having no track record.
Yeah. Well, I'll have Mum and Dad to back me.
Oh, yeah, even so. I'll give you a hand with the business plan if you like.
Yeah?
Oh, I did all that stuff as part of my degree.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. Mm.
Well, let me know what they say at the bank, but well, I've got some time off on Friday, if that's any good.
Yeah, great. We could meet over at Sawyer's Farm. I'm looking at the units there for my production space. Be good to have a second opinion.
OK. Well, just give me a bell. Tell me what time.
Oh, Cathy said you'd be here.
Well, hiya. Let me get you a drink.
No, I won't bother if it's all the same to you. I just thought I'd let you know I went into Borchester to get my car back.
Excellent.
Oh, I could see how concerned you were about it.
I offered to drive you. You said Shula would do it. It was where I said it would be.
Oh, yeah, it was there, all right.
Good.
I mean, it could hardly have moved anywhere with a wheel clamp on it.
What?
Which I have just had to pay £75 to have taken off.
But I parked it on some waste ground.
With two huge great warning signs only an idiot could have missed.
I saw all the signs, but it said it was okay to park after 8 p.m. and before... Ah.
Yes. Quite.
Hello, Tom. You sure Kirsty's all right?
Oh, yeah. I'll be back in a sec, Roy. I'm going to go and apologise to her.
Okay.
I'd watch what he's doing if I were him.
Ah, they're all right. They've been seeing each other for a few years now.
Well, that chabber's never missing on the night she's behind the bar.
Really?
Anyhow, would you like me to cut up Brenda's cake?
No, thanks. You're busy enough. I'll do it.
Oh, right, you are then.
Everything okay, Tom?
No, not really. She's got the salts because I'm not coming out with you lot tonight.
Well, don't you think you'd better go and make it up with her?
It's probably best to leave her to cool off, I think. Ring her tomorrow. She'll come round.
Up at Grange Farm, Ed and Joe are determined to return to the land.
Well, you asked him twice myself. But you know what your dad's like. Here you go, baby.
Yeah, too right.
Get Dixie's heels in.
We're going to lose this land, aren't we?
Oh, no, of course we ain't.
Yeah, but if it comes up for auction and we ain't got the dosh, we forget it.
Ah, but I got faith in your mum. She'll get the good changes too.
Yeah, well, she's gone a funny way about it.
Who's that?
Well, he was sulking again this morning because he only had cornflakes for his breakfast.
Ah, no. Part of her master plan, that is.
No, yeah, well, I don't get it. She should be buttering him up, not winding him up.
Carrot and stick. You got to use both on a stubborn donkey.
Yeah, well, he might have spent his share on a four-wheel drive by this time tomorrow.
Why didn't you ever go?
I have. I told him we'd have our own landscaper tractor on and stuff.
Ah.
Said how he wouldn't have to ask Neil Carter for any more favours.
Well, I tried that.
He just says it doesn't bother him. He'd rather have a decent car. He's always wanted a four-wheel drive.
Your brother ain't too keen on us buying this land, neither.
You loser. And what's it to him?
Said your mum deserves holiday.
Well, I know that. But we can save up and give her a holiday any time.
Cars and holidays comes and goes. Land's always there. And you need that land in if you're going to rear them cattle properly.
It's not going to happen, is it, Grandad?
Now, don't you give up hope. Your mum will do it. You'll see.
All right, Ed.
Are you all right, Fallon?
Hello, young fella.
Hi, Joe.
Ed, you want some tea? I always bring you a flask up here with me.
No, thanks, Joe. I've got to be quick. Don't want to be late for college.
Well, go on, then.
Ed, we've got to make a start on practising our song for Radio Borchester.
Oh, it's that talent contest.
Yeah.
Well, what time do you want us to meet up? I've got study periods all afternoon.
Well, can you get back for dinner time?
If I can get a lift.
I thought you said you'd help me type my jottings at the ball.
Well, we can do both. Do you think your mum would mind us practising in the cyber zone?
Well, not if we use my acoustic guitar.
All right. Then after, we can get ready upstairs with the band.
Oh, great. Hey, I've heard some of the other entries for this competition.
Yeah?
Yeah. A few of the others on my course are doing it, and there's some good stuff too.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not kidding, Ed. Some of them sound well professional. We're really going to have to work at this. Honey, bought a flask of coffee.
Oh, thanks, Pat. I don't know whether to drink it or use it to thaw out my fingers.
Should serve both purposes. How's it going?
Well, I'm pulling leaks out of mud 2 foot deep.
2 foot deep?
A slight exaggeration. Only slight, mind you.
Oh, filthy, aren't they?
Just a tad. Thanks, love. Hot and wet. Just the job.
Well, at least the ground's not frozen. Helen rang. She and Greg are coming for supper one night this week. She wasn't in the best of moods.
Oh, what's up now?
Greg's end-of-season bonus. Brian gave him about half what he was expecting.
Did he?
Yeah, he said it was what Greg deserved. Helen said Brian had had it in the neck from Matt Crawford and he's passing the blame on to Greg. Mind you, Greg can be a tricky customer.
No, Brian's as tight as a crab's backside.
Tony!
Yeah, well, it's true. And he's always got a long face these days, whenever you see him. Can't think why. He's raking it in. Some people are never satisfied.
I seem to have spent all morning on the phone. Kirsty rang too.
Well, didn't she know Tom was at the bank this morning?
No, I don't think she knew what time his appointment was. I invited her over for lunch.
Her day off, is it?
Yeah, but she said she'd catch up with Tom later.
Ah, well, never mind.
I don't think he's handling Kirsty at all well.
Oh?
No, I think she's feeling a bit neglected.
Mum, Dad!
Well, don't interfere, Pat.
Of course I won't. Hi, Tom. How'd it go?
Brilliant. The business manager was really encouraging.
Well done.
I've got loads to tell you.
Don't come over here dressed like that.
Well, hang on. I've got my boots in the van.
No, you'll get your suit splashed. Look at your father. He's filthy.
Your mum's right. We'll discuss it over lunch, eh? Won't be long.
All right, then. See you in a bit.
Young businessman of the year in the making, eh?
He's really surprised me over this enterprise.
Yeah. Seems so sus, doesn't he? Not like me at his age. It'll mean a bit of extra work, though.
I just hope his butcher can take it on.
Well, we'll all chip in to help where we can.
He's done really well so far. Mm. This is the logical next step for him.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, better. I think Mum was right. We should build to a crescendo and then just stop.
But I've rewritten the chorus and all.
And the snowdrop, springtime's first Herald. How do you spell Herald? Is it one R or two?
Well, the spell checker will do that for you.
Shall I show you?
I know how to do it. Robert Snell showed
me. Can't you just let us get on with what we're doing?
Well, come on, Ed. We did say we'd help him out with his country giants.
Yeah, I reckon I'm getting the hang of this word producing.
There's nothing to it. It's boring. We had to do it all at school.
How do you check the spellings?
I thought Robert Snell showed you.
He just hadn't done it for a bit, that's all.
You just click on tools.
What's it? Word count.
Oh, Grandad, it does what it says on the tin. Me and Fallon are supposed to be practicing our song here.
What tin?
Have a bit of patience, Ed. He means it does what it says. It counts your words.
Oh, well, let's see then. Oh, 321, I didn't bet.
Considering you've been at it all morning.
And it's thanks to young Fallon Rogers here he done so well.
No problem. If Mum wasn't so busy serving, she'd have helped you.
He's too tight to put his hand in his pocket to pay for a lesson, ain't you, Grandad?
Cheeky young pup. We don't need no formal teaching.
Oh, no.
No, I ain't a beginner, like George Barford. I've been surfing the internet for ages. I knows all about computers.
Oh, yeah?
I do. Now then, this spell check.
Hang on. Have you saved your document?
No.
Well, click on File, then Save As.
Right,
right, now give it a name.
That's where you type it in.
Joe's Jots.
Yeah, then click on Save. I'll write it all down.
Hiya.
All right.
Hiya, Kirsty. Get you a drink.
Hey, you can get me one.
Okay, in a minute.
I'm okay, thanks, Ed.
Okay.
Right, that's it. I think I'll make a start on next month's when I got the inspiration.
Ignore him, he's writing his masterpiece.
This month, it's your correspondence.
Do you want to sit with us? We're practising a song for Radio Borchester.
Oh, no, I won't, thanks. Is your mum around, Fallon? I wanted to sort my shifts out for the weekend.
Yes, in the Bowmans.
Oh, that reminds me, I'm hungry.
Well, if you're leaving the computer, Joe, remember to save your work. Just follow these instructions I've written. Hi there.
Hiya, Tom.
Hello. Here's Joe's Josh.
Can we talk over there by the fire?
Okay.
The file Joe's Jots already exists. Do you want to replace the existing file? Now then, yes.
Hang on, Joe, what are you doing?
Don't you worry about me, I knows what's what.
No, don't click that!
Wait! Too late.
You're supposed to call it a different name.
It's my country jottings.
You should have put a number two or something.
I think you've just lost everything you typed in this morning.
So?
Kirsty, I'm really sorry.
Are you?
Honestly, I am. I've been an idiot.
You could have come out with this last night. No one wanted a late one. Most people had to go to work this morning.
I know.
You had your van. You could have left before the others if you'd wanted.
I know.
I'd have come back with you.
I just didn't want to get tempted into drinking too much.
We went for a curry, not a pub crawl.
I know. I'm sorry. It's just this is really important to me.
And I'm not.
I didn't mean that. Look, let's go out on Friday night. Somewhere really good.
What about tonight?
I can't. Not tonight. I want to see if I can get Mum and Dad to sit down with me and work some figures out.
Right, well, I'm busy Friday.
Doing what?
Nothing to do with you.
All right, then. If that's how you want it.
I'll phone you.
Yeah.
Look at her.
Oh.
Kirsty. Bet she's ringing Chabba. Poor Tom.
Poor Tom? Couldn't give a monkeys for Tom or Chabba. Hey. Can we get on with our practicing now?
All that work can't have just disappeared.
I think it has, Joe.
300-odd words took me ages. Can't you find it?
No. Sorry, Joe.
There's nothing else for it, Grandad. You'll have to start all over again.
Yeah, I suppose so. I ain't done it now, though. Spent all my pension.
Well, you've learned something else to add to your stock of wisdom about computers now.
That's true, isn't it? But it won't be long till George Barford makes that mistake.
Well, you won't sit and watch him lose all his work, will you?
Oh, no, he'll show off his superior knowledge.
Yeah, well, in the meantime, I'll get some refreshment. Enough is as good as a feast.
Right, I'll see you all later. Fallon, will you tell your mum I'll ring her about my shifts?
Yep.
Only I can't do Friday night. I'm busy.
Oh, yeah, barmaid to village bike and one easy jump.
Oh, don't act more childish than you already are, Fallon Rogers.
Oh, leave it, Fallon.
I just don't believe it. First she gets Tom Archer and then Chabba. How does a dog like her do it?
Kirsty's no dog.
So what did the business manager say?
Well, like I said, she was really encouraging. She's given me a business startup pack, and she wants me to prepare a proper business plan.
Good idea. A well-drafted business plan will help you to keep on track once you're up and running, too.
Yeah, and Roy said he'd help me with it.
Ah, that's good of him.
So, I've got loads of research to do this week. I'm going to chase up the commercial property agent straight after lunch. I'm thinking about the Borchester trading estate. Or maybe even Sawyer's Farm.
Sawyer's Farm?
for a production unit.
What?
Well, it's no use looking at any of the farm buildings. It costs far too much to bring them up to hygiene requirements. Then I've got to find some formal quotes for equipment, you know, chopper, mincer, filler...
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Rewind a minute, will you? You'll be subcontracting the processing, surely?
Of course not.
It's the obvious next step.
No chance. This is a big deal, Mum.
Well, we know that.
I can't rely on the guy in Birmingham for 300 kilos a week.
Yes, but I mean, where...
Well, and that's only the start, anyway. There's got to be room to expand as demand increases.
Yeah, but you're talking about a big-scale enterprise. You never said you'd do it all yourself.
Look, don't worry, Dad. As long as the business plan adds up, I've got it made. And it will.
Oh, it may well add up.
I've already got another meeting with Mr. Sutton sorted for next week. I've just got to show them the business plan, prove that I've got all the finances sorted, and I'm away. All I need is you to do your bit.
Our bit?
Financial support. I'll need around 60 to 65K. And then it shall be a breeze.
Tom, that is a lot of money.
Yeah, a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah, but it's an investment.
What sort of guarantees have you got that your Mr. Sutton will go on taking 300 kilos of sausages a week, let alone order more? Oh, these supermarkets can be ruthless.
Oh, come on, Dad. It's a fast-growing market. British Farm sausages will sell so well, they won't want to drop them. I know it.
Well, I'm not convinced. We had no idea.
What Dad means is we can't decide on the spur of the moment. We'll have to think about it.
Yeah, okay. Fair comment. Right, well, I'm going to make a start on all those calls.
Yeah, but you haven't finished your lunch.
I'm not hungry. You'll be convinced once I finish the plan. It's a winner. I know it is.
Eddie's hunting for a four-wheel drive, but Clary has other ideas.
Right, I'm off to work. I just had Jill Archer on the phone.
What did she want?
Wondered if I could do a visit for her.
How do you mean?
Well, she's organising it all, visiting the sick and elderly, sorting out their doctor's appointments, that sort of thing.
Job?
It's because there's no vicar at the moment.
Oh.
And if you want anything doing, ask a busy woman.
What about tea?
I'll bring something when I come in.
A bit of steak, maybe?
You'll get what you're given, Eddie Grundy. Now, I've left some ham and cheese in the fridge. You can make yourself some sandwiches for dinner.
Oh, Clary! I only had cornflakes for breakfast. Can't expect a grown man to do a day's manual labour on a few cornflakes and a sardine.
Oh, put your hand in your pocket for pie and chips at the bull, then.
Oh, flipping heck. How long are you going to keep this up, eh?
You can stop it now. Agree to give your share of the windfall money towards buying that land.
No. I told you all, I am not going back into farming.
Nobody's asking you to go back into farming, you pig-headed man.
Good.
And what's this?
Today's Echo, get off!
Planning to carry on your search for a four-wheel drive, I suppose?
Yeah. In fact, I might have found just the one.
You are so stubborn, Eddie Grundy.
If you say so. Now, give me back my paper.
Can I load out these leeks?
Oh, yes, thanks, love. You off over to the shop?
Yeah, in about half an hour. What about cabbage?
Well, there's probably a couple of box loads.
Great. Helen says they're going really well. She's giving out a recipe for bubble and squeak.
A recipe?
You'd be amazed at the number of people who can do linguine with scallops, but don't know how to make a traditional British dish.
The great British public never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah. That's partly what bothers me about Tom's proposal.
Yeah, me too. There must be an upper limit to the number of people willing to pay top prices.
And people change their minds so often.
Yeah, that's true. 60 grand. It's a big loan, Pat.
Well, I wouldn't have to borrow it all up front.
No.
Excuse me, Pat. I wanted to ask if I could have an early dinner today.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem.
Only I want to catch Eddie at the Bull before he has time to go out and buy this car he's on about.
The windfall money burning a hole in his pocket?
I wouldn't say that again. Anyway, I ain't giving up. He'll change his mind if it's the last thing I do.
Hi, Eddie.
Oh, all right.
Can I get you a drink?
Oh, I'm okay with this one for now, thanks.
Oh, I never thought I'd hear that. Hey, I don't suppose you've seen Debbie, have you?
Not today.
Left a message on her voicemail to meet me down here.
Well, maybe she ain't heard it yet.
Yeah, it could be. How are you, anyway? You look a bit down in the mouth for someone who's just received a large cheque.
Typical, isn't it? When you ain't got the money, you see all sorts of chances to spend it. When you got the money, all them chances just vanish like a stone in a slurry pit.
So you've had no luck finding a four-wheel drive, then?
Oh, I found one, all right. Farmer in Loxley Barrett. Decent and all, it seemed it from the air.
Oh, I wouldn't touch it. Never buy a car from a farmer.
There, doesn't matter any road. It had already gone.
No. Still, things are looking up in the Grundy household, though, must be.
No, we're doing all right.
What? You must have made a mint out of the Grundy world at Christmas.
Don't you believe it, mate.
No?
I mean, well, we made a bit. But the turkeys were more profitable.
Yeah?
Back-breaking it was. But a bloke's got to do what he can for his family these days. It isn't all of us who are lucky enough to live like kings off subsidies.
If only, mate. You're not thinking of going back into farming, are you?
Not in a month of Sundays. What we went through, I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. Rock-bottom prices, disease, vet's bills, and on top of that, sheer bad luck.
Yeah, at least we're not tenant farmers. We have that to be grateful for.
Nah. Mug's game is what it is.
What is?
Clary, can't a bloke have a dinner-time pint in peace now?
Right, I'm off. I'll catch up with Debbie later today. I'll see you, Clary. See you, Eddie.
Bye, David.
Yeah, see you. Hey, look, Clary,
I heard what you were saying.
Did you?
Oh, Eddie, I don't want you to have to go through anything like that again.
No?
Of course not. This ain't part of some big plan. I know things are never going to be easy for us, but I've been very proud of how you've got these new businesses going.
Have you, Clary Lou?
Yeah. I can see you're a lot happier nowadays. We all are. And William's doing ever so well.
Well, are they?
But I do want to see Edward settled too.
Yeah, so do I.
And I don't like to tempt fate, but he's really taken to livestock farming. In a small way, of course. Well, you ain't had time to notice.
Oh, I've noticed. Oh, I'm still not keen on him having too much to do with Stirling, mind you. But he does seem to have found someone to keep him out of trouble.
And keeping a few animals has given Joe a new lease of life too, hasn't it?
I'll give you that.
So come on, eh? Let's give our Edward a chance. Let's help him buy this land.
Well, perhaps it just means putting buying a four-wheel drive off for a bit.
Yeah, that's all. Once you get going again with some landscaping contracts and so on, you'll soon have the money to buy one.
Yeah. Well, Mike's going to talk to the site manager of that new estate. There might be a bit of work going for me and all.
Good idea. So you'll put in your share of the money?
Oh, go on then.
Oh, mwah. Thank you, darling. Hey, I'll get us something a bit nice for tea, shall I?
David, Happy New Year.
Good grief. Matt, you gave me a fright.
Oh, you didn't hear me drive up then?
Well, what with the mixer wagon going?
Aye, what's that do?
It's mixing the ration for the cows.
Ah, is that a fact?
Yeah. So what can I do for you? It's not often we see you up here at Brookfield.
No. Ruth, all right, and the kids?
Yeah, we're all fine, thanks.
Good. I wonder if we could have a chat, David.
Well, I'm a bit pushed.
No, it won't take long. I've a little proposition to put to you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you've got a bit of land, about 22 acres, adjoins the estate.
It'll be Midsummer Meadow, yeah?
Ah, yeah, nice name. I'd like to buy it.
What?
I'll pay you a decent price.
I hadn't actually thought about selling it.
As I said, good price.
Right. Well, I think we'd better go inside and talk about it.
And, of course, Linda Snell's already clogged up my inbox with heaven knows how many submissions for the website.
What's she been writing?
Well, they're meant to be edited highlights from the parish magazine. But she obviously gets completely carried away. And her editorial, as she likes to call it, ran to almost 1,000 words.
Oh, good heavens.
Anyway, enough about Linda Snell. How are Tom and Helen?
Oh, they're fine, thanks. Full of plans. How's Debbie getting on?
Oh, I worry about her. She seems very unsettled.
Well, I suppose that's only to be expected. After such a major upheaval.
Mm. And Alice has had her belly button pierced.
Oh, dear! Oh,
quite. Honestly, you'd think it'd get easier the older they got, wouldn't you?
I gave up that faint hope years ago.
But I do have one bit of good news.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Adam's coming home.
Oh, that's wonderful. When?
In just over a month's time. I don't know how long he'll be staying, but from what he said, it's a bit more than a flying visit.
Oh, that's a turn-up for the books.
Oh, hello, Jennifer. Thought I saw your car.
Oh, hi, Tony.
You staying for lunch?
No, thanks. I'm popping over to Mum's.
Jennifer's got good news. Adam's coming home.
Oh, yeah. Mum said when I rang her yesterday.
And you didn't think to tell me?
Oh, sorry, Pat.
Oh, Tony. I'll see you both later, then. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Soup, OK?
Yeah, lovely.
OK, won't be long.
Well, where's Tom?
On his mobile, failing organic pork suppliers.
Is he? What on earth are we going to do about this, Pat?
Oh, I've been turning it over and over and I've still not come to any conclusion.
Me too. If we take out a loan to finance this new enterprise, our monthly outgoings will be astronomical.
Yes, I know.
And the thing is, with the best will in the world, it probably won't make a profit for the first year at least.
Well, that's a bit pessimistic. He'll put 110% into marketing. We could see a return a lot sooner.
Oh, not that much sooner. I know he's full of energy and enthusiasm, but, well, let's be realistic.
And we wouldn't have to find the full 60,000.
No, but the bottom line is, if we borrowed the money for him, we'd be using the farm's tenant and business capital as security.
I know it's risky.
Oh, you're telling me. And with the way things are in farming at the moment, do you honestly think it's the right time to take a risk like this?
Sure, I can't offer you a coffee back.
No, thank you, Ruth. So, you were saying... Yeah. You know, Yvette and I have a weekend home down this way.
It's near the bypass, isn't it?
That's the one. So, in that case, you'll know that there's no land to speak of with the house, so nowhere for Yvette to keep her horses.
Oh, I didn't know he had horses.
We don't. That's the point.
Right.
Yvette's had to hire up to now if she's wanted to ride, but she's always hankered after horses of her own.
Can I ask, why Midsummer Meadow, though?
Well, I wanted a piece of land next to estate land for convenience's sake.
So you'd be looking to buy for the estate?
No. This would be a personal purchase.
I see.
And as I said, I'm willing to pay top whack.
We are talking about 3,000 an acre.
Yeah, of course. But it's the perfect solution as far as I'm concerned. And what Yvette wants, generally speaking, Yvette gets.
Right.
Look, this offer has come completely out of the blue as far as you're concerned, so I'll get off and leave you to have a think.
Yeah, well, we'll need some time.
You take as long as you want. The offer's on the table. Get back to me as soon as you can, David, all right?
Yep.
OK, bye then, Ruth.
Bye.
Don't worry, I'll see you soon.
All right. Cheers then, Matt.
Ooh, wow. What'd you make of that?
66,000 would solve an awful lot of our problems.
We could reduce the borrowing for a start.
We should be making a bit from the Herefords this year, don't forget.
Yeah, it's not going to make that much difference, eh?
No. Why do you think he really wants to buy the meadow?
Yeah, I'm not sure I was convinced by that horse's line either.
You don't think he wants to build on it, do you?
No. It's too far from the village envelope. He'd never get permission.
But you do think we should consider it seriously?
Yeah, I do. But I'm not looking forward to telling Dad.
At Brookfield, David and Debbie need to talk.
These baby cows are getting big, aren't they?
Just like baby Ben.
We've got to give the calves their breakfast, haven't we? So they'll grow big and strong.
Ruth! Oh! I was expecting to find Ruth in here.
Just helping out a bit, you know, me and Ben.
Oh, hello, Ben.
Oh, you look nice and snug in your pushchair.
Is Ruth about?
Oh, she's just nipped out on the schoolroom with Pip and Joss. She won't be long.
Oh, so they've roped you in as temporary farmhand, have they?
There are little jobs I've got the hang of.
No one's safe, I'm afraid, if there are jobs to be done on a farm.
Yeah, I think that's Ruth back now.
Well, it was actually David I called over to see.
Oh. I think he's off gotten silage to some heifers.
Oh.
Hi, Debbie.
Oh, hi.
Hello, Pip. Oh, thanks, Mum.
Oh, he's no bother. Debbie's looking for David.
Yeah, I got a message yesterday on my voicemail saying he wanted to speak to me. Said it was urgent.
Ooh.
I wonder what that was about.
I hope you don't mind, Debbie, but I'm going to get inside out the cold.
No, of course not.
I'll take Ben in too, shall I?
Thanks. I'll be in a bit. Right. You've fed this lot.
Oh, we have. Haven't we, Ben? Bye, Debbie.
Yeah, bye, Heather.
Hey, we've been hearing stories about you.
Stories? What sort of stories?
Well, a little bird told us that Kenton rescued you from drunken debauchery on Monday night.
Oh, yes. And who is this informant?
Wouldn't you like to know? Actually, it was Shula. He left Alistair's car in Borchester and it got clamped.
Oh, no. He drove me home in mine. He said it was okay.
Well, he would, wouldn't he? Anyway, Shula said they've given him an ultimatum.
You're joking?
Nope. He's got to find himself somewhere else to live, or he'll find his stuff all over the stable yard and the locks changed. Well, not quite, but you know what I mean.
Poor old Kenton.
Poor old Kenton. He's a liability.
He's not. He's great fun. I'm going to give him a ring and go out with him again. Monday night was the first laugh I've had in months.
Well, don't say I didn't warn you.
Hello. What are you two plotting?
Oh, if only you knew.
Debbie says you've left her a message.
Yeah. Listen, I was having a look through the ads in the Echo, and I saw that the contractors for Borchester Land are inviting tenders for doing the estate hedges.
You thought it might interest me?
Yeah. Well, it ought to. Think about it.
I did. I spotted the ad myself. Not my thing.
How long is the contract for?
It's for 2 years, and they're looking for someone local.
No, it just wouldn't...
Don't just dismiss it out of hand. It'll help you make more efficient use of farm machinery, for one thing. Cut your overheads.
Yeah, I do know that.
Well, at least check it out, Debbie. Go on, go and have a look, see what's involved.
Well, you should know that by now. We used to farm it, remember?
Wouldn't hurt to refresh your memory, though.
You'd think he was a sales rep, wouldn't you?
You never know if we ever give up farming.
I should keep the day job. I'll see you later.
Bye. What was all that about?
Well, I've got to keep her motivated. We don't want to pack up and move away, do we?
Oh, right. Hey, you'll never guess. She's planning to go out with Kenton again.
No, good. That might be another incentive to stay.
David!
Okay.
When are you going to speak to Phil about Matt Crawford's offer?
Well, Dad asked me to drop some creosote off for him at some point, so might as well get it over with this morning, I suppose.
Well, break it to him gently. He's not going to be exactly overjoyed.
Right. I reckon this looks the most promising.
Yeah? What's it saying, the details?
200 square metres.
Oh, does that include office space?
Well, let's see. How much space do you think I'll need for production?
Well, I'd say at least 140, 150 square metres for processing the meat and packing the sausages. Mm. Plus, you'll need a changing room and an office.
And a staff kitchen, toilets. Mm. Oh, can't wait to look inside.
Tom?
Hiya, Debbie. What are you doing over here?
Hiya, Debbie.
Oh, I'm on strict instructions to look at the estate hedges.
Oh?
Yeah, the contractors are looking to sub out the hedge maintenance to someone local.
Oh, are you going
to
tender?
Haven't decided yet. So what are you looking at the units for?
Tom's Sausage Enterprise.
Oh, you're not doing it at home?
Oh, no. This isn't some cottage industry like Helen's.
Yeah, Mum was saying it was one of the big supermarkets.
Yep, they're very interested.
Well, make sure you're well prepared.
Don't worry, I will. Roy's going to help me with the business plan. I did enough of them at uni.
Well, just as long as you know what you're doing.
We do. Don't worry.
Well, well. They want to sell Bridge Farm sausages.
Yep, 300 kilos a week.
Oh, that's not bad for starters.
They're just going to go in some selected stores at first. Mm-hmm. But I know they'll take off once people try them and word gets round. Mm. And they do taste good.
Great. Well, good luck.
Cheers.
Yeah, see ya.
Look, I'm going to ring the property agent's mobile again. See what time he's going to get here. We've got to get over to the Borchester Trading Estate in an hour.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Heather. It's not like Jill at all to forget you were coming for coffee.
Don't worry, it's easily done.
Well, the trouble is, she's taken on quite a bit of the pastoral care of parishioners during the interregnum. And she does shopping for those who can't get about, too.
She's very generous with her time.
Mm.
Well, I won't stay. I can see you're busy.
No, not at all. I was just doing a bit of gardening.
Building work's a bit noisy, isn't it? How do you put up with
it? Oh, it's the bane of our lives at the moment. Now, look, if you'll just give me a minute, I'll make you a cup of coffee myself.
Well, if you're sure.
Well, of course. Jill would insist on it. And you might still be here when she gets back. It'll be a nice surprise for her.
Righto, then.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello, David.
Oh,
hi. Hello, Heather. I've got that creosote you asked me for, Dad.
Oh, good.
And, I need a word.
Oh, won't it keep?
Well, not really.
Now, look, I've got a bit of shop to do. I'll have a walk down to the village and call back afterwards.
Well, You could wait indoors, Heather.
No, it's quite all right. Anyway, Jill might be back by then. I'll see you shortly.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
That was rather rude, David.
I know, I'm sorry. But I think Heather knows why it's so urgent.
Oh? Well, what is it?
Well, I'll come straight to the point. Yesterday, Matt Crawford paid us the visit.
Matt Crawford?
Yeah, and he made us an offer on Midsummer Meadow.
An offer? What, to buy?
That's right. And Ruth and I are seriously considering whether we should accept it.
But you can't.
Well, we don't want to, but we may have to.
Have to? Why?
Dad, you know how things are at the moment. We're servicing a large debt. If we get a chance to reduce our borrowings, well, we can't afford to pass it up.
Yes, I understand that. But these things go in cycles. Your grandfather had a hard time of it in the 20s. I had my dips. And now it's your turn.
£66,000 wouldn't half make life easier.
Yes, but think of the long term.
No, I am. Long term, it would make the business more secure.
Oh, well, I don't know what to think. I mean, your grandfather loved that meadow. I used to walk along there with Mum and Dad as a child, and down by Hayden Brook and across Pikey Peace, and then along the river to catch tiddlers in a jam jar.
I know.
I mean, things are hard for you and Ruth at the moment. I understand that. But you're actually considering breaking up the farm.
Oh, it's not a question of breaking up the farm, Dad.
Well, you're selling off a piece of land. What else would you call it?
Dad?
Well, David, don't forget that Brookfield isn't yours as such. You're merely holding it in trust for the next generation.
That was a bit below the belt.
Yes. Well, all I'm asking is that you think very carefully before you make any irrevocable moves.
We will, Dad, I promise.
Here you go. There's chicken salad on these, and cheese and pickle.
Lunch as well. What a mate.
Oh, do you want a beer?
Yeah, great. Cheers.
So, what do you think, then?
Well, the trading estate's better in terms of transport, but I prefer the unit we saw at Sawyer's.
This is the business plan?
Yeah, I've made a start on it. Name of business, all the easy stuff.
Okay. What we put down as your mission statement?
To produce high-quality organic sausages and become one of the top 5 producers of organic meat products in the UK.
Blimey. That's ambitious. You sure about that?
You've got to show them you've got confidence in yourself. Otherwise, how can you expect them to?
No, it just sounds a bit cocky, you know.
Oh. Well, I just wanted them to feel sure I could pull it off. Otherwise, they're not going to go for it, are they?
No, fair enough.
Someone seems to realise how important this is to me. I know what some people might think. It's not about being rich.
Yeah, it's okay, mate. You do what you have to.
Yeah. Anyway, I've filled in some of the other bits as well.
Mm-hmm.
Suppliers. Own pork plus pork from other organic suppliers, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Operation. Methods of production. That sort of stuff.
Mm. You've done quite a bit of it, then. Yeah. You made a good job of it, too.
Thanks. I really want to impress them.
Well, let's have a look at some of these figures.
Right. From thinking about the butcher I use now, mm-hmm. I reckon he'd do it in, say, 2 half-days a week.
Okay. And an assistant?
Yeah, part-time. And I'll be working myself, obviously.
Right, so you've got a budget for it in the plan. Say, 12, 13 grand altogether?
Yep, sounds about right.
Right. Plus premises lease and rates, payable quarterly.
Plus plant and equipment. Hang on, I've got some quotes here.
Okay.
I'll be getting a lot second-hand. Bankrupt stock if we can.
Right. And if you're turning out, 300 kilos, how many packs is that a week?
750.
750? What, at £3.20 a pack?
Hmm.
Right. See if this tallies with what you were thinking. Looks like you'll be making a profit of about 18,000, taking out all your overheads.
Yeah, that is what I thought.
Well, so your mum and dad loan you the money for the plant, and to cover initial expenses.
And there'll be money coming in all the time from the sales, so hopefully they'll see some of it back very quickly.
Right. What do Pat and Tony think? Will they go for it?
That's where it all comes unstuck.
Really?
I've not been hassling them, because I didn't want to wind them up. But I've got another meeting with Mr. Sutton next Friday, and they've still not said whether they'll back me or not.
Ruth? What are you doing?
Hold on!
I could hear the tractor as I drove up, but I thought it was Bert.
I was just finishing off for him. He skipped off down to the Bull for an early lunch.
It's unusual.
He thinks Joel Grundy's trying to get him first on the village website. So he's gone to email some of his poems off to Jennifer.
Oh, lucky Jennifer.
So, what did Phil say?
Oh, love.
Well, we knew he wouldn't be happy.
He was devastated. I mean, I didn't expect him to... Well, it's made me think about it. It's going to be really difficult.
Well, we're back in Ambridge on Sunday when the man who would be Sausage King realises he's been putting his girlfriend through the mincer recently and is going to reap the consequences. That's on Sunday evening at 7. And if you want to catch any of this week's episodes, they're all in the Archers Omnibus on Sunday morning at 10. The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Rosemary Watts. And the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.